talk to me about Miss Jackson's. How did that come about?
Miss Jackson's was formed in Tulsa in 1907 by Nell Jackson. Had a little shop here. And when Waite Phillips built the Phil Tower building, she put her shop on the second floor. She had the expensive dresses, expensive clothes, expensive neckties, silver, because Tulsa was booming. People were making millions of dollars.
It was the oil capital of the world.
Yes, and they had to have some place to go besides Dallas to Neiman Marcus and some of the stores in St. Louis and so on. So Nell formed that store in 1907. She died. Nobody left to run the store, and the oil boom was over. So I got a call from the First National Bank of Tulsa. You have to understand banking in these days. It wasn't like it is now. I could call Russell Hunt, who was the vice chairman of the First National Bank, and say, Russ, we need $100,000. He'd say, it's in your account. Come over and sign the note whenever it's convenient to you. That does not happen anymore. In those days, we all had our bank. We didn't have two banks. We had one bank. One of my aunts on the building company board asked me one day, she said, you know, I'm just great friends with the Bank of Tulsa's chairman, and it would really be a nice favor to me if you would buy a CD from them. I bought a $10,000 CD from National Bank of Tulsa. You know, take care of the ladies, you know. About a week later, Mac McClinic, president of the First National Bank of Tulsa, called me. He said, Vandiver, what are you doing? He said, I just learned that you bought a CD from the National Bank of Tulsa, and I want you to cancel it right now. See, banking was different. There were loyalties. I canceled the CD. That was my source of money. So you got to remember, a bank and their big depositors and their businessmen, the bank called me one day and said, we're putting you on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. I served 11 years.
Very good.
That's the way the banks were. The downtown store was right across from the First National Bank. Russell Hunt was the vice chairman. So one morning, Russell Hunt calls me and he said, Bill, he said, we just bought you a store. I said, well, Russell, would it be all right for me to know what store you bought for me? He said, yes, we just bought Miss Jackson's for you. I said, well, Russ, would it be okay for me to get my merchandise manager and a couple of my buyers and go over and look at it? He says, sure, come on over, and I'll give you the key.
Reminding again that was on the second floor of the Phil Tower, wasn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
right.
So you came in and did an inventory then, obviously.
Did not. I took my merchandise manager, and we went over there. The merchandise was old, wasn't worth anything. There was a closet that we had to break open that was full of English silver plate, beautiful stuff. Merchandise in that store was not worth anything. The silver was. There was also a closet full of men's ties. The store wasn't worth anything. I went back to Russ, and I said, look, the store has no value except the name. Now, we just built South Roads Mall. We're poor. Where are we going to get the money? I've arranged it for you. I said, look, you're going to loan me 80%, maybe 75%. We got all of our money tied up in inventory at South Roads Mall. I've arranged for a 100% loan for you. I said, fine, Russ. Call Winters, John Winters, Connor and Winters, that law firm, represented the bank, represented us. You're all tied in when you are with the bank in those days. You use their law firm, not yours. It worked, though. It worked. So I called Dale Carter out at Utica Square and Carter Lumber and Don Nix, his partner, said, you got a space for about a 75,000-foot store? We got together, and they said, yeah, we got a space. So they built the store in Utica Square, and we leased the building from the square.
So then Utica Square owned the building?
Utica Square owned the building, and we leased the building from Utica Square.
Well, then, when you opened Miss Jackson's in Utica Square...
It was something else. It became very, very successful.
Did the public know that Vandiver's were operating it? I mean, your name wasn't on the building.
No, our name wasn't on there.
It wasn't a secret, but you
It was the secret, but it wasn't well known.
So
it was well known in the business community.
And always,
it was well known in the banking community.
Always operated as a standalone store.
Yeah, it was well known in the market.
So then how was Miss Jackson's different from Vandiver's?
Well, Miss Jackson's was a specialty shop. When you walked into Miss Jackson's, you didn't have to go through the glove compartment and the notions department. You walked into a store with high-priced merchandise facing you from the minute you walked into that door. An entirely different animal. Remember, the specialty shops, many of them survived. We were a high-priced specialty shop. We had customers that spent as much as $50,000 a year with us on just dresses. Joanne Stewart, great friend of mine, that was the Scalyall Company there. She wouldn't buy a dress unless I came from downtown to Utica Square and looked at it and approved it.
So you must have had an eye for fashion then. Obviously you did.
I did. I had an eye for fashion. I bought the prêt-à-porter in Paris. Prêt-à-porter are the copies of the couturier, French couturier. In fact, Pat McClintock, who's the wife of Mac McClintock, First National Bank, said, Bill, next time you go to Paris, pick me up a copy. And that's what I did. So I bought her a dress in Paris.
Her meaning?
For Pat McClintock. Pat was going to go to a party at Sherry's. Sherry's is the restaurant in the Opera House in New York. People at that party would be the top 100 of New York, the Vanderbilts, the Whitneys. In fact, Mrs. Whitney was hosting the party. You've probably heard of the Whitney Museum and all that. So I bought her the dress. She put it on and she liked it. Now, it was $3,000. The dress I copied was $28,000.
Wow.
It was a Givenchy. She went to her party and she came back. She had a great story to tell. She walked into Sherry's, down the stairs, and Mrs. Whitney was the hostess, and she came to greet Pat. Mrs. Whitney had on the same dress that Pat had. She had on the original, and she walked up to Pat, and she says, oh, my dear, you have the original. When really, Mrs. Whitney paid the $30,000 for the original.
That's a great story.
Pat McClintock.
And she was?
Mac McClintock's wife.
And he was?
He was the president of the First National Bank.
Okay. So we have him to thank for the resurrection of Miss Jackson's.
No, we have Russell Hunt to thank. Russell Hunt was vice chairman of the bank.
Okay. That store would have gone away. Mm-mm. We would have never known the name. Isn't that true?
Right. Disappeared. Russ handled Vanderburg's account. Mac was an oil man. Mac didn't like fashion and clothes and diapers and piece goods. Russell loved it. He was the number two man.